Three times in my life I've been in a situation where my life has been under threat. And if it weren't for the medical profession and their expertise, I would have died. Being in a position like that has helped me in my Christian walk, because I recognise that unless God comes and rescues me from myself, I have absolutely no chance of survival. While we even hold on to a shred of the fact that we might be our own salvation, and that something good does dwell in us, and that we can scrub ourselves up and be somewhat presentable to him, we're not going to come to that place of absolute vulnerability, inability, and dependence upon him that is necessary for the gratitude of his outstretched hand to help us to come to the surface. Because when these people rescued me from the situation in which I found myself, my gratitude towards them was enormous. I could not thank them enough. They'd saved my life. But if we come into Christianity with a ticket that doesn't recognise that this is life-saving, we are going to think that we scrub up quite well, and that something that we have is acceptable and presentable to God and is okay. We don't see our poverty, our deep need of him in absolutely every area of our lives. There is nothing we can do without him. Without me, he said, you can do nothing. Silch, nada, nothing. And so my life's experiences have stood me in good stead. And when I turned on that fateful night and cried out, if you're there, help me. And he turned to me and helped me. My gratitude was enormous. Have you come to that place where you know you can't do it? And only he can. It's a place of great blessedness, because there you find you can receive grace. Grace to understand what grace is. Just have a little think about whether you need to come on your knees and say, I want to get to that place where I'm really grateful and know that I can do nothing, and only you can, only you. Without you, I've just had it.